Please be advised, the following program, Nazi America the Campaign, is a work of fictional historical speculation. It explores mature themes of political extremism, fascism, and societal conflict. It contains strong language, depictions of violence, and references to hateful ideologies that some listeners may find disturbing. This series does not endorse or glorify any of the extremist views portrayed. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Dark World Conversations present Nazi America the Campaign by R.J. Kelsey. Before the violence, before the death and destruction, before the election, there was the campaigns that set everything off. Episode 3, The Heir of Sanchez.
In the shadow of a demagogue's ascent, a different kind of contender emerges. President William Sanchez, a leader who navigated a nation through turbulent waters, now finds himself unable to run for a third term, his health failing, his legacy under relentless attack. Yet his influence, his very presence, hangs heavy over this fractured race. Sanchez desperately wants to endorse Bill Nielsen, a former governor of Idaho and his vice president, to succeed him. But Nielsen carries his own heavy burdens, the lingering fallout of the Botswana War, a conflict many still blame on Sanchez's administration, and the devastating wasp flu pandemic, which tested the nation's resolve. And then there's the ghost that truly haunts him, the death of Alberto a young man lost to Nielsen's controversial chain gang rehabilitation program. Each misstep, each scandal chips away at Nielsen's chances of winning. But on June 30, 2122, with Daniel Thompson's Dark Star rising, Bill Nielsen will make a decision that will decide not only his own fate, but perhaps the fate of the Republic itself. Will he face the shadows of his past, or will they consume him?
They'll drag Marcela's name through the mud to get to you, Bill. They'll use him as a weapon, a club to beat down everything you stand for. Let them. You stand. You take it. And you remind them that leadership isn't about being perfect. It's about being willing. Willing to make the hard choices. Willing to face the consequences. And willing to learn from your mistakes.
They'll say I let a kid die, Mr. President. That my program, my policies, put him in harm's way. That I have blood on my hands.
Then remind them he wasn't the only one lost in that system. Remind them of the thousands you saved. Remind them of the recidivism rates you cut, the families you rebuilt, and that you changed it, Bill, didn't you? When the data came in, when you saw the flaws, you shut it down. You admitted the failure, and you reformed the system. That takes courage, son. More courage than most of these demagogues will ever show. You know, the toughest part of this job isn't making the decision, Bill. It's living with it. Every single one. But you learn, you adapt, you evolve. That's what leadership is. Thompson offers simple answers, easy scapegoats. You offer something harder, something real. Don't let his noise drown out your truth. Promise me, Bill. Promise me you won't back down from the truth.
I promise, Mr. President. I'll try. It feels so heavy.
It is. It always is. But you have what it takes. You're a good man, Bill. A decent man. And right now, that's what this country needs more than ever. A decent man willing to fight for what's right, even when it's unpopular, even when it hurts.
I just don't know.
Bill, when I had that heart attack, you ran this nation. You ran it well. You're ready to take the reins.
The weight of that Oval Office promise pressed down. In the quiet solitude of his home, far from the public glare, Vice President Bill Nielsen wrestled with the ghosts of his past and the terrifying specter of the future. His wife, Grace, knew him better than anyone, capable of seeing through the political facade to the man beneath. And what she saw was a man tormented, not just by guilt, but by fear.
You don't feel guilty, Bill. Not truly. Not in the way that makes you pull back. You feel exposed. Exposed to public scrutiny. Exposed to the same kind of smear campaign they used on Sanchez. It didn't work on him, and it won't work on you.
Don't start, Grace. Not tonight. I'm already tired of the calls, the pressure, the threats.
Then don't pretend this is about the country, Bill. Don't pretend it's about some grand patriotic duty. You're afraid of dying a side character, aren't you? Of being remembered as Sanchez's number two, instead of leaving your own mark.
I just want to make Sanchez proud. He believed in me when no one else did. He saw something in me. He gave me a chance. He gave me everything.
Even now, with his health what it is, even with the attacks, he still believes in you. His faith hasn't wavered. Don't let him down by becoming Thompson with better suits. Don't let the fear of losing make you compromise who you are. This isn't just about winning, Bill. It's about how you win and what you stand for.
But what if what I stand for isn't enough? What if the country wants a strong man? What if they want a Daniel Thompson who yells and blames instead of a Bill Nielsen who talks about reform and consequences?
Then you show them the difference, Bill. You show them the conviction that comes from experience, not just rhetoric. You show them the empathy that comes from understanding failure, not just success. Marcella, that was a tragedy. Yes, but you learned. You changed. That's your strength, not your weakness. Own it, or let it own you.
The decision made, the journey began. For Bill Nielsen, his campaign would be a deliberate attempt to present himself as the pragmatic, experienced leader a fractured nation desperately needed. He would lean into his past, frame his controversies as lessons learned, and position himself as the steady hand, the thoughtful alternative to the rising tide of extremism. But in the age of spectacle, would quiet competence be enough?
Vice President Nielsen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a long road, with much speculation. Many wondered if you would enter this crowded, contentious race. So let's start simply. Why now? Why run for president at this moment in our nation's history?
I'm running now because chaos has truly taken root in this country. Because raw anger and division are being weaponized. And we need leaders who understand both punishment and mercy, who understand that justice isn't always simple, and that change often requires difficult choices. I've been both a reformer, someone who fundamentally changed our correctional system for the better, and an enforcer, someone who held people accountable for their actions. That blend of experience, that balance, that's what America needs right now, to heal and to move forward.
You mentioned reform. Of course, many of your critics will immediately point to the chain gang rehabilitation program from your early career as district attorney, and specifically, the tragic death of Alberto Marcella within that program. How do you address those accusations? And how do you convince voters that you are not responsible for that young man's death?
The death of Alberto Marcello was a profound tragedy, one that I carry with me every single day. It was a failure of the system, and as the head of that system, I take full responsibility. What I can say unequivocally is that when we saw the flaws, when we understood the risks, we immediately halted that program. We commissioned an independent review, and we implemented sweeping reforms that have since become a model for other states. My record isn't about being perfect. It's about learning. It's about striving to do better and building systems that truly rehabilitate rather than simply punish. I offer accountability, not excuses.
A powerful statement. President Sanchez, despite his health challenges, remains a revered figure among many. Will President Sanchez endorse you in this campaign? And how significant would that endorsement be?
President Sanchez and I have a deep, abiding relationship, one built on mutual respect and shared purpose. He's made his feelings known. He believes in my vision for this country, and I am honored to carry forward the torch of progress that he lit. His support, should he choose to give it publicly, would be immensely significant. He is, to many, the embodiment of steady, compassionate leadership, something this country desperately craves right now.
But in the brutal landscape of modern politics, a carefully crafted narrative is rarely enough. The ghosts Nielsen sought to confront were quickly weaponized, amplified by a media desperate for conflict, and by opponents ruthless enough to exploit every weakness. The past wasn't just haunting him, it was actively being dug up and thrown into the public square.
Let's be real. Nielsen is Sanchez without the charisma, without the gravitas. He's a well-meaning bureaucrat trying to lead a resurrection of the Republican Party. It's just not going to connect with voters, especially not against Thompson's raw energy and followers of hate.
Our polls today show Daniel Thompson widening his lead significantly. The Marcella scandal has legs. Despite Nielsen's attempts to address it, voters remembered dead children, and Thompson's campaign is making sure they don't forget. This is Sarah Spencer, signing off.
And we're clear.
Chinese food. My treat this time. Problem?
There is just some things that don't make sense about Marcella's death.
What might that be?
Just a gut. And my mother always says, trust your gut.
Well, how about trusting your gut over Chinese food?
Love to, but I want to check up more on Marcella.
Very well.
Mark, what do you want?
Well, if Sarah won't come to the food, then the food should come to Sarah.
Thank you. I'm a little hungry. But take a look at this. There was no formal investigation, no autopsy of the body, just the removal of James Hutchinson, the prison warden. And look at his income. That's 5 times more than any prison warden I know of. Also, it says that Marcella died of heart disease.
I see. Not unusual in Louisiana.
Agreed. But how many 15-year-olds who lived their whole lives in Louisiana dies from heart disease?
Probably the same number that goes to a prison chain gang in the first place. Everyone knew the system was corrupt.
You might be right. Ooh, that smells good. I can go back to this later.
No!
It always seems to be the messy food. You might want to get that shirt off. I'm sure there's another one here.
Problems?
What? No problems.
I noticed a stain on your shirt.
And you didn't say anything?
You also have something right here. And right here.
I must say, that was the best Chinese food ever.
We barely ate any.
That's why it's the best.
About Marcella, I want you to be careful.
Don't worry, Dad. I will be.
I'm serious. I don't want anything happening to you.
Nielsen's reforms cost lives. He's a bleeding-heart liberal pretending to be tough. He's just another weak globalist. We need a real leader, not another apology tour.
Bill Nielsen, weak on crime, weak on America, weak on our children. Paid for by the FF Super PAC.
The relentless grind of the campaign trail laid bare the true cost of Nielsen's decision. Every handshake, every interview, every attempt to define himself was met with a brutal counter-narrative, fueled by Thompson's rising tide. The weight of the nation's expectations and the shadows of his past threatened to crush him. Tonight, the hope he carried felt fragile, almost insignificant against the roar of the coming storm.
And with Daniel Thompson now polling above 60% nationally, many are questioning if Vice President Nielsen has the stamina, or indeed the necessary support, to mount a serious challenge. His recent attempts to address the Marcellia scandal appear to have backfired, fueling more outrage rather than sympathy.
Did I make the right choice? Was I too arrogant? Too naive? You believed in me. But this is different. This isn't just about policy debates. This is about a darkness I don't know how to fight. Hello, Mr. President. Yes, I'm watching the numbers. No, I'm not giving up. But it's harder than we thought. They're not listening to reason, sir. They're listening to something else. Something primal. Yes, I understand. I'll keep fighting. For you. For the country. No, I won't let them win. I won't let his hatred define this country. Sanchez wouldn't want me to give up. Marcellia, he deserves justice. Not to be a political football. I have to fight, even if it feels like shouting into a hurricane.
The presidential race, already fractured, took another twist today. Vice President Bill Nielsen officially announced his candidacy, immediately facing a barrage of attacks from Daniel Thompson's camp, centered, as expected, on the tragic Marcellia death. Nielsen positioned himself as the pragmatic, experienced leader, a stark contrast to Thompson's fiery rhetoric. But in this new political landscape, one must ask, is experience enough? Or will the ghosts of the past, so expertly weaponized, prove too heavy a burden for even a good man to carry? The campaign trail has become a battleground, and the stakes for everyone are higher than ever.
In the arena of public opinion, where truth is malleable and perception is king, Bill Nielsen enters the fight not as a flamboyant savior, but as a grizzled survivor. Backed by a fading icon, burdened by the ghost of a dead child, and haunted by one terrifying question: will America let its future be shaped by the shadows of its past, or will it find a path towards a fragile, uncertain dawn?
Because chaos has taken root in this country, and we need leaders who understand both punishment and mercy.
Good soldier, good puppet. Shame he's so dirty.
You wanted to see me, Lord Kane.
So easily manipulated by his own past. He thinks he's fighting for Sanchez's legacy. He thinks he's fighting for the country. He's just a distraction, a means to an end.
Yes, my lord, but Nielsen and Sanchez can still be an issue.
We'll burn that bridge when it's time. And he won't even see it coming. The shadows of the past are merely kindling for the fires of the future. Our future.
As long as the FF Super PAC's secrets are not exposed, it could bring disaster for Breckendale.
Then we better make sure that nothing like that happens. I must make this perfectly clear. Nothing must stop Breckendale from becoming a reality.
If you've been shaken by what you've heard today, then you are only just beginning to uncover the truth. Explore the full scope of this harrowing saga. Nazi America Election will put the nation and democracy on the line, revealing the dark machinations behind the headlines. Conspiracy pulls back the curtain on the blood-soaked truth, exposing the hidden powers that seek to control. An insurrection shows you what happens when the last warning is ignored, when civil unrest explodes into open conflict. Election and Conspiracy are available now wherever you get your fiction. Print, ebook, and Insurrection will be coming soon. Experience the full scope of the story while you still can. Visit darkworldconversations.com for more details. This has been a Dark World Conversations production of Nazi America the Campaign, Season 1, Episode 3. I'm RJ Kelsey, reminding you to ask questions, stay informed, and above all else, be vigilant.